From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces captured a wide section of the rebel-held area of Aleppo. They are threatening to dislodge the rebels from their last major urban stronghold. There are reports of panic and retreat in the rebel-held areas. Reclaiming all of Aleppo would be a big step forward for the embattled government of President Bashar al-Assad. The rebels reported Monday that a government airstrike Sunday on one of eastern Aleppo eastern Aleppo neighborhoods killed at least 17 civilians. The United Nations Monday issued an urgent appeal to Syria's warring parties to halt attacks endangering civilians in Aleppo and to allow humanitarian aid deliveries to besieged parts of the city. Kurdish commanders say an American volunteer fighting with a Kurdish militia was killed Monday in a battle against Islamic State fighters in northern Syria. The American was reportedly killed north of Raqqa, where U.S.-backed forces are fighting the Islamic State group as part of an offensive to free the city. In a setback to efforts to end the war in Yemen, Houthi rebels and their allies have announced the formation of a new government in Sana'a. The Houthi-controlled Sabah News Agency said the government is tasked with establishing order and confronting what it called Saudi aggression. The UN Security Council is expected to vote Wednesday on new and tighter sanctions against North Korea for its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The United States and China have been negotiating the new measures since shortly after the North's September 8th nuclear test. All 15 council members are now considering the draft. If adopted, it would target North Korea's coal exports. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump met with another possible candidate for Secretary of State Monday, former CIA chief and retired general David Petraeus. Before leading the CIA, Petraeus was top U.S. commander in Iraq and led NATO forces in Afghanistan. He was forced to resign from the CIA in disgrace after leaking classified information to his biographer with whom he was having an affair. Despite Petraeus's past, Trump tweeted that he was very impressed with a retired general. The White House, major U.S. media outlets, and fact-checkers are debunking President-elect Donald Trump's claim that millions of people voted illegally in the November 8th election. Trump claims he would have defeated Democrat Hillary Clinton in the popular vote if it weren't for millions of people who, he said, voted illegally. He did not offer any evidence for the claim. And Wisconsin Election Commission Chairman Mark Thompson says he doesn't like the suggestion.
I think it most unfortunate that the president-elect is claiming that there's huge problems with our system, and that's feeding what I call this conspiracy theory.
Meanwhile, the Election Commission in Wisconsin agreed Monday to do a recount of the presidential ballots from the recent election, but Green Party candidate Jill Stein, who petitioned for the recount, sued the agency after it refused to do the recount by hand. Stein is also suing the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to get a similar recount in that state. A Somali student at Ohio State University drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians Monday and then got out and began stabbing people with a butcher knife. 11 people were wounded. This student was caught up in the confusion over the incident.
I was walking to the library before class, and I was walking down 15th, and the first alert didn't really say anything. It just said, stay safe, run, stay, hide. And then a couple minutes later, we got a report that there was an active shooter on campus.
The attacker, identified as Abdul Razak Ali Artan, was shot and killed by police who consider the incident a terrorist attack. Artan was a student at the school. He was about 20 years of age. Cubans lined up in Havana's Revolution Square Monday to pay their last respects to Fidel Castro. Memorial services began early Monday after 21-gun salutes sounded simultaneously in the capital and in the eastern city of Santiago, where Castro started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. A U.S. defense official says an Iranian boat pointed its weapons Saturday at a U.S. helicopter launched from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower in the Strait of Hormuz. He called the action of the Iranians both unprofessional and unsafe. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.